products of combustion. The fire generates heat. As the heat transfers to the gaseous combustion products, they expand and begin to rise and move away from the fire due to buoyancy. In other words, the density of the hot combustion products is less than the surrounding air, and the combustion products float on the dense, cool air surrounding the fuel, creating the layers of smoke and fuel gases that fill a compartment during a fire. As a fuel burns, its chemical composition changes, which produces new substances. These products of combustion are often simply described as heat and smoke. While the heat from a fire is a danger to anyone directly exposed to it, exposure to toxic gases found in smoke and/or lack of oxygen causes most fire deaths. Smoke, an aerosol comprised of gases, vapor, and solid particulates. Smoke is the product of incomplete combustion. Combustion is incomplete when any of the fuel is left after combustion has occurred. Smoke and ash are examples of leftover fuel from incomplete combustion. By comparison, under ideal conditions, the entire fuel would undergo a chemical conversion from its current form into an equal amount of new materials. For example, the complete combustion of methane in the air results in the production of heat, light, water vapor, and carbon dioxide. However, combustion is incomplete in a structure fire, meaning that some of the fuel does not burn, but instead gets entrained with hot gases and rises aloft. This unburned fuel is smoke, and it has the potential to burn, figure 410. Most structure fires involve multiple types of fuels: carbon-based fuels, wood, cotton, hydrocarbon fuels, plastics, synthetic fabrics, and other types. And the fires tend to have a limited air supply. When the air supply is limited, the level of incomplete combustion is higher, which produces more smoke. These factors result in complex chemical reactions that generate a wide range of products of combustion, including toxic and flammable gases, vapors, and particulates that comprise smoke. Structure fire, higher level of incomplete combustion. Unburned fuel is smoke and has the potential to burn. Most involve multiple fuels, tend to have a limited air supply. Incomplete combustion produces more smoke. Gases such as carbon monoxide, CO, are generally colorless, while vapor and particulates give smoke its varied colors. Most components of smoke are toxic and dangerous to human life. The materials that make up smoke vary from fuel to fuel, but generally all smoke is toxic. The toxic effects of smoke inhalation are the result of the interrelated effects of all the toxic products present. Keep in mind that the combustion process consumes oxygen from the air, effectively removing it from the environment. As part of the chemical reaction, the consumed oxygen combines with carbon in the smoke to form combustion products like CO or carbon dioxide, CO2. Low oxygen concentrations alone can result in hypoxia or death. The toxic gases in combination with a low oxygen concentration can reduce the time that a victim could survive. Table 4.2 lists some of the more common products of combustion and their toxic effects. Concentrations of the products of combustion and/or low oxygen concentrations can cause asphyxiation, a fatal level of oxygen deficiency in the blood. Carbon monoxide, CO. What is carbon monoxide, CO? CO is an invisible, odorless gas resulting from incomplete burning of carbon-based materials. It is encountered at virtually all fires, indicating limited oxygen during combustion. Sources of CO in fires. CO is produced by organic materials as they burn in environments with insufficient oxygen. Risks of CO, recognized as a leading cause of death in fire-related civilian fatalities, functions as a chemical asphyxiant, depriving organs of oxygen. CO poisoning. A critical condition where CO binds with hemoglobin over 200 times more readily than oxygen. This binding reduces the blood's oxygen-carrying capacity, causing brain and tissue hypoxia. Symptoms include headaches, nausea, dizziness, and unconsciousness, leading to death if unaddressed. Note on CO exposure. Prolonged exposure to CO can cause long-term health issues, such as cardiovascular disease and mental health problems. For a quick reference to the effects of CO on health, consult Table 4.3. Hydrogen cyanide, HCN. What is hydrogen cyanide, HCN? HCN is a dangerous byproduct generated when nitrogen-containing materials burn. It is a toxic and flammable gas that can be inhaled, ingested, or absorbed through the skin. Sources of HCN in fires. HCN is often produced during the incomplete burning of various materials, including natural fibers, wool, cotton, silk, resins, carbon fiber, fiberglass, synthetic polymers, nylon, polyester, synthetic rubber, neoprene, silicone, latex. These materials are commonly found in household and building items such as furnishings, bedding, insulation, carpets, clothing. Risks of HCN. HCN is present in smoke, but typically at lower levels than carbon monoxide, CO. It is 35 times more toxic than CO, affecting the heart and brain by hindering oxygen use at the cellular level. HCN exposure can result from inhalation, ingestion, or skin absorption, leading to cell death. The severity of effects depends on the amount, concentration, and duration of exposure. High exposure can cause severe damage or be fatal. Note on HCN exposure. Vehicle fires and items with polyurethane foam are significant sources of HCN. Off-gassing during heating can also release HCN. Refer to Table 4.4 for detailed effects of HCN on the human body. Carbon dioxide, CO2. What is carbon dioxide, CO2? CO2 is a byproduct of the complete combustion of organic materials. Unlike CO, CO2 is not toxic in the same manner but can create oxygen-deficient atmospheres. Risks of CO2. CO2 can act as a respiratory stimulant, increasing the rate of breathing. At high concentrations, CO2 can cause central nervous system, cardiovascular, and respiratory distress, potentially leading to fatality within minutes. Health effects of CO2 exposure. Low concentrations can lead to eye irritation, headaches, confusion, nausea, and vomiting. In extreme cases, high CO2 levels can result in coma or fatality. Immediate risks at high concentration. Exposure to high concentrations of CO2 can cause immediate distress to the central nervous system, cardiovascular, and respiratory systems, leading to rapid health deterioration and death. Note on CO2 health effects. Refer to Table 4.4 for a detailed understanding of the health effects of HCN exposure, which can accompany CO2 in fire situations. Fire gases contain a variety of other substances beyond CO2, CO, and HCN, each with their unique effects and critical exposure times. Irritants in smoke can cause discomfort and inflammation in the eyes and respiratory tract, and can include substances like hydrogen chloride, formaldehyde, and acrolein. The presence of solid and liquid particulates, along with unburned fuels in smoke, can obstruct vision and impede breathing. Fire gases contain many other gases than the three highlighted in this section. These additional gases have their own effects and exposure times. The exposure time is based on the combination of gases or the lethal effective dose. Irritants and smoke are substances that cause breathing discomfort and inflammation of the eyes, respiratory tract, and skin. Smoke can contain a wide range of irritating substances depending on the fuels involved. More than 20 irritants in smoke have been identified, including hydrogen chloride, formaldehyde, and acrolein. Smoke also contains significant amounts of unburned fuels in the form of solid and liquid particulates and gases. Smoke must be treated with the same respect as any other flammable gas because it may burn or explode. Particulates can interfere with vision and breathing. Pressure differences. Pressure. The force per unit of area applied perpendicular to a surface. Atmospheric pressure, 1 atmosphere, abhorded, 101 kp. At standard temperature, 60°F, 20°C, indicates the amount of pressure the atmosphere applies to the surface of the Earth. At standard temperature and atmospheric pressure, gases remain calm and move very little. Differences in pressure above or below standard pressure create movement in gases. Gases always move from areas of higher pressure to areas of lower pressure. Even small differences in pressure, such as the 0.1 kPa, or less differences created in most compartment fires, create this movement. Implications for firefighting. The heat from a fire increases the pressure of surrounding gases, which then seek to balance, expand, and equalize with areas of lower pressure. This results in convective flow. Heated gases rise, remain aloft, buoyant, and up and out simultaneously, cooler, fresher. Air moves inward toward the fire. As the pressure difference between high and low pressure areas increases, the speed with which gases will move from high to low also increases. Understanding these subtle pressure changes is crucial for firefighters to predict fire behavior and ensure safety. See Figure 4.11. It is critical for firefighters to understand how small changes to the gas pressure within a structure can dramatically affect fire behavior. Figure 4.11.